The Massachusetts State Supreme Court issued a ruling in a religious custody case that involved a divorced interfaith couple fighting over a previous agreement to raise their children in the Jewish faith of the mother. The court granted her custody over the children's religion. The court said they were being harmed by exposure to competing religious views because the father was taking them to Christian services. The conflict is a familiar one for those whose interfaith marriages have resulted in divorce. Monica Brady of member station WBUR reports.
Before their son was born, David and his wife Susan, not their real names, settled on raising him as a Lutheran, her religion. David, who is a non-observant Jew, says even after divorce, he's comfortable with the decision for his son.
He expresses himself as half Lutheran and half Jewish, but I reinforce the fact that you're Lutheran and you'll learn about my religion later on when you're old enough, but I support his Lutheran background.
Not every interfaith divorce is so harmonious. For many people, it's a painful and difficult subject. And divorce counselors say if religion wasn't worked out before marriage, it can be even more difficult during divorce. Anne and her husband Jeff, who also didn't want their real names used, thought they had agreed on a religion for their family. They joined the Unitarian Church and became active, teaching Sunday school and participating in a discussion group of interfaith couples. Anne was raised Methodist, Jeff Jewish. They have two children. Anne says religion was not an issue in their divorce until recently.
Now that my ex-husband is not taking the kids consistently to the Unitarian Church, and we sort of agreed that we would kind of do whatever we do, that I can see the potential that the kids might be wondering, like, what do they do now?
The kids spend most of their time with their mother. Jeff says he feels comfortable at the Unitarian Church, but he wants to share his Jewish roots with his children.
Now that we're divorced, and even though the divorce itself is relatively contentious, the religious aspects haven't really been to me. I continue to practice my Judaism with the kids. She continues to really appreciate Easter and Christmas, and her mom sends them their nice Easter dresses.
But there's a new development.
My 10-year-old has now gotten interested in Judaism and is interested in getting some religious education. And I'm delighted. She has totally initiated it on her own, and I will support it.
Jeff was never bar mitzvahed, and now his daughter is interested in being bat mitzvahed. So they're talking about going through the ceremonies together. It's something he hasn't brought up with his ex-wife yet. Psychotherapist Jane Carpenito says avoiding the issue is what most couples do best. She's been counseling couples in custody disputes for more than 20 years. She says warring couples fight more about small things than religious issues.
My theory about that is that it's because almost every American on some level considers religion to be a right that one is born with. And it's pretty hard to say to, you can't expose the children to what you've believed in all your life and were raised to believe, and so on and so forth.
At a recent service at the Belmont Unitarian Universalist Church, many interfaith couples and their children worship together. The church offers both a Christmas music program and a Hanukkah party. Walter and Kathy Lindt, who've been married for 25 years, say this church is a comfortable solution for them. Walter is from a Jewish background. Kathy was brought up Protestant. Religion was not something they discussed when they got married.
Well, I think most of the discussion was less related to what was going to happen in the future, but more how we were going to plan a wedding that was going to keep both families relatively happy. And I think having worked out a wedding that accomplished that, I don't really think we then gave a whole lot more thought for quite a while until we had children.
Most interfaith couples don't, says Devin Lerner, who's both a psychotherapist and a rabbi who works with interfaith couples who don't belong to a temple.
I think it's very important to decide ahead of time to raise them in one faith instead of a combination of them. And the reason I say that is because it's my experience, and some research shows that if you don't choose one faith for the child, they'll end up not having appreciation maybe of both faiths, but not having an identity in either one.
Rabbi Lerner says that doesn't mean either parent should give up their faith or hide it from their children.
We have a very interesting, exciting program tonight. And I want to welcome everybody here, particularly the new attendees.
At a meeting of the Fathers Group, an organization of divorced dads, the issue of religion after divorce was a topic of discussion. One father from suburban Boston said he's concerned about the religious upbringing of his two children, who are in the temporary custody of their mother.
When we were married, she had converted to Judaism, so there was no question about that. They were going to be raised Jewish.
Now, he says his wife considers herself a Jewish pagan and earns her living as a psychic.
I'm continuing to bring both boys to Hebrew school, and that's pretty much what I do. I only have them on the weekends, and when I see them, they are very heavily influenced by the psychic side of things, obviously from my wife. We're there trying to cast spells, change red lights to green lights, and all sorts of things that, to me, are very strange.
Counselors fear religion is becoming another weapon in the arsenal that divorced couples use to fight over their children. For National Public Radio, I'm Monica Brady in Boston.